So just talk to me
and tell me how you feel.
Okay, we're making up a song right now.
Two, four,
testing
six,
the acoustics.
Eight.
Okay, and now I'm going to change the and talky.
No, let's go, dance floor pro. I know you know my new joint hit.
Why did I not know what you were singing until right then? That is insane. Yo, that's crazy. I feel like I want to keep this. Filthy animals. It's me, your girl Chris. I hope you guys had a really, really cool New Year's. I hope you guys stay safe and warm and all that good stuff. So, New Year, right? And I'm thinking, what can I do differently this year? And I'm like, okay, so I'll do some visuals. Except if it's not for work or my kids, apparently I really can't multitask that great. And I ended up losing the first few minutes of the episode. My co-host Dean and I went on Insta Live, so you guys can see the entire podcast from beginning to end, like even when I was like waiting on him trying to get my jitters out. So you guys enjoy that, please. But yeah, so it's most of the episode. Literally, it's like maybe 5 to 8 minutes of the beginning that's gone. But I think it's a really good episode, and I think you guys are gonna really enjoy yourselves. So with that being said, you know what I gotta do. Follow me on Facebook at Shenanigans Podcast, on Instagram at Shenanigans_podcast, and on Twitter at SWFriendsPod. Okay, I feel like I've bored you guys to death, so now that I'm done talking, listen to me talk again on episode 20, featuring my very good friend Dean. I'm just gonna start recording from right now. Okay, no, I'll mesh it together. We'll figure out. We'll make it work.
We can make it happen.
But we're doing this, so this is fun too, right?
This is different. We've never seen it like this in 2019.
Exactly. Maybe this is just episode 20, and y'all just gotta deal with this being episode 20.
In all its entirety.
And then maybe it'll be like the 13th floor in hotels, like on my fucking SoundCloud and on my fucking iTunes and shit. It'll just be like episode 19, episode 21, like, oh shit, what happened? But you had to have been there to have known what happens, right?
Or we could be like, you know, episode 20, episode 2045.
Right. Oh my God, the last time I had an episode point something, I like admitted that I had a fucking... That had fucking anxiety and depression. Like, holy shit, they're gonna be like, what is it now, bitch? Like, no, it's just the episode.
It wasn't working.
Oh, no.
But, now, as far as resolutions, I don't necessarily, like, make resolutions, like, just for...
For sure.
For, like, this the new year, but yeah. I do make ideas and plans and, like, short-term goals and long-term goals to figure out what it is that I want to do this, you know, for this year or accomplish this year.
For sure.
So, you know, I want to work on my whole work-life balance of making sure that I interact with having more fun and, you know, not necessarily focusing just as far as on work because I spend a lot of time on work and school. Also right. Deciding if I want to go to grad school or law school. Because I'm a crazy person, so...
No, you're not. Here's the question. What didn't... Don't you want to be a politician?
I don't necessarily want to be a politician.
Should I not say that? So if like a sound bite ever comes up,
no,
like...
you can say that because the response at this exact moment is, okay, I have no actual plans.
Okay, cool.
Of becoming a politician,
and there's nothing wrong.
It's not
with
in
that.
My foresight. It's in everybody else's foresight.
Honestly, because I think like you're too good of a person. Right. I was like, look how it aged Obama, like because he's such a good person, like
right.
That it like aged him terribly. I'm gonna move this camera down a little.
So it's not like the plan for me at this exact moment. Ooh, now, would I be involved in politics? Possibly.
What does that mean? Like being like one of those people who
chief of staff,
who like hand over like secrets and manila folders and shit, no, like on fucking Scandal.
Nah, like a political analyst or okay, like chief of staff.
Would you want to be on TV?
Political commentator, like that kind of stuff interests me, or like just, you know, being in the background of that sense, not necessarily being the one at this moment in time in my life.
I'm really fucking this up. No, between the audio part, y'all.
And all that. We'll get this.
It's all good.
We got it. Of figuring that part out. Like, of knowing what it is that I actually want to do. I just know, like, I like the experience of being able to explain politics.
Okay.
In layman's terms. To the normal, everyday person. And trying to figure out how that's able to apply to them. And then what their options are to do with that information. So I don't necessarily need to be like a professor or a teacher or any of that stuff, but like I want to be able to bring that knowledge and that information and say, hey, here's how it applies to you. Here's how it applies to you because you're Black.
Right.
Like there's a range or a moment or like information there that like is important for us to be more engaged in politics than we are. Because
Absolutely.
We actually have the ability to affect change. Maybe not so much like quickly on a federal level because that takes a long time, mm-hmm. but on like a local level, we got all kinds of power that we don't realize that we're able to utilize.
It's like phone the camera. Sorry. Nah, like
good.
A fucking Snoop Dogg video. No, but I'm going, when I get to have this as my job, and or like some form of this, like, I'm going to, like, cash app you a certain amount of money, like, every month to give me a political rundown of what the fuck is happening around me. Like, we can set the... When you get, like, really established and you got, like, real rates, like, you can tell me your real rate. And I'm gonna be like, okay, Dean, these are the things I need you to help me understand. Like, do I need to vote yes on this? Like, tell me. Like, I don't understand. That shit is so stressful.
It is. It's confusing. And average person doesn't have time because they have a job,
right,
to be worrying about like, what is this telling me, what is this talking about, what happens if I vote no or vote
exactly
yes, or like,
and then like they inundate you with so much like paper, like, oh my god, that's like I feel so bad for trees, like, because like it'd be so much shit and most of it just be like slander, like what the fuck, like
right, and then negative campaign ads which have been proven to work, which is why they use them, but
How do they work when the left side is fucking saying bad shit and then the right side is saying bad shit and everybody looks bad? How is that helping me? How is that helping me make an informed decision?
It's not helping you make an informed decision. It'll probably inform you not to vote, which is what one side wants you to be able to do. Or the
to
other,
just not vote at all.
Right. One side is telling you, don't vote. The other side is saying, hey, you're going to hear all this negative stuff that you're just going to vote the way that you're going to vote anyway, which you're not going to
Which
pay attention.
Is not right, guys. You guys should not do that. We are getting so off topic, but I just think that shit is so dope that like you're so into fucking politics and shit and I don't understand them. Do you want this? So yeah, I guess we don't have any resolutions. I don't really do that. I don't like, I want to like eat better, like, and I kind of like slowly I've had like too much Dr. Pepper this year, so I'm fucking bearing my cross, like I had way too much Dr. Pepper this year, so I'm going to go back to not drinking soda. So Danielle, I'm sorry, we can't go to that fucking place that we both found, the two different places that were the exact same thing. So listen, me and my best friend Danielle, she was on a few episodes back. She called me and she was like, yo, there's this fucking place and it has like pop and, oh, excuse me, soda. It's got like pop and like they like put a whole bunch of shit in it, like coconut. Like, she said lies. Like, like coconut, like fucking milk. And like, anyway, like they fucking jazzed up pop is the point.
Gotcha.
And she was telling me about it. And then we were together and I was like, oh, like, let's go to that place. But then I took her to a whole different place. And she was like, where the fuck are you going? And I was like, I'm going to the fucking place. And it was like two fucking places, like in this general vicinity of each other, that were the exact same thing. One was called Pop and one was called Fizz. But it was the exact same thing. But they're really cute. But we can't go no more. So, because I need to drink it.
That just that one time. Like, you could limit your soda intake. Like, I don't.
But if you go.
I don't drink soda all the time.
Yeah.
But I drink it minimally.
Yeah. What's minimally?
Like, maybe once every 2 months.
Because, okay, see, like, so 2017, I feel like I was drinking a lot less soda.
Okay.
Or pop or whatever, like, before. Guys, I flip-flop. I'm sorry. I say pop sometimes, say soda sometimes. Like, don't fight me.
I feel like everything in moderation, though. I think sometimes when you cut everything out, then
you're miserable,
right? You feel like you have to have it because you haven't been doing it.
Mm-hmm. Everything and don't use the word diet.
Then it says I can still get it. I can do this if I want to, but I don't have to overindulge.
Right. Okay, cool. I like that. So then that'll be my resolution to stop fucking having so much soda, and I'll just wait until I see Danielle, and then we'll go to that fucking her place or my place. They're the same fucking thing, so it don't matter.
So pop or fit?
Do you have any bad... Okay, so that kind of rolls into my next thing. Do you have any, like, bad habits that you want to, like, definitely keep the fucking 2018?
I have to work on my procrastination. That's probably my worst habit ever.
Yeah. When your birthday again?
March 6th.
I thought she was a Gemini.
Mm-mm, Pisces. Mm. All day long, every day.
Because procrastination is so real.
Yeah, but I'm working on that. And it's one of those things that I slowly try to continually work on.
Yeah.
And I've been doing bad at it all my life. I procrastinate. So, like, I'll wait till the last minute to do whatever it is. But that's mine to work on that. I really don't have any other bad habits because I don't really do anything crazy.
He's amazing. I love him. What was your worst New Year's Eve experience, like, ever?
I don't know if it was, like, worst, but it was the craziest, and as far as, like, what happened. Mm-hmm. So, like, the first year I had some cousins move from here, from New York.
Okay.
And then I have my cousins who lived here, and then I have my homegirl, best friend, her sister, her cousin, and, like, we went all as, like, a big, giant group onto the strip for New Year's Eve.
This sounds super similar to my worst experience.
So, I mean, which is fine. Okay. And, you know, like, back in the day, on the ship, Fat Burger used to be right next to McDonald's.
Yep.
That was right there. It's not like that no more. Right. And then changed some things. So now Fat Burger has a bar.
That's like, doesn't Taco Bell have a bar down there? Yeah. Like, what is happening down there?
I was like, random. But so, like, you know, my cousins wanted to get food and all that other stuff. So half the group went to McDonald's, the other half went to Fat Burger. So we get into Fat Burger, you know, we order whatever, and we sit down. Mm-hmm. So me and my best friend, who's all of like 5'3" and like 100 pounds,
cute,
she's little itty bitty, not it. It's important. Remember
he's
this.
Sitting. He's tall as fuck.
I'm 6'3", so, but I'm skinny, so yeah. I'm 6'3". I'm not really that intimidating. And then I smile at everything, so I'm really not that intimidating. But like she's little, whatever. And then I have my little cousin, who, you know, we all are old enough really to be on the ship, hardly except for me. So I feel responsible for the whole entire group.
Okay.
Making sure that everybody gets wherever. Okay. So she's sitting with her best friend.
Okay.
Some old dude walks up, who's probably old enough to be my father at the time. And remember, I was like 20, 21 at the time. So, okay. Like, we're young. Just, you know, hanging out, whatever. And I'm the one in charge. So, like, he walks up, starts talking to them, you know, for a second, whatever. And they're sitting across from me. So, like, I can see them how I see y'all right now. They're right there, right here, looking. Yeah. So, I'm like, all right, cool. And so, I'm watching for the sign for them to tell me, like, okay, I'm uncomfortable. Can you, like, save us? She gave me the look of, I'm uncomfortable. Come save us.
Yeah.
So, I walked up, whatever. And I just, you know, slid in between them, put my arm around them. Was like, you know, he was like, oh, that's you? Yeah.
Sure. That's me. Sure.
Yeah, he was like,
it's not you, so.
You know, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I got daughter, but they And I was like, okay, that's fine. You can go now. Mm-hmm. Like, right. You go away. Chill. And he was like, what are you talking to? I mean, we're good. They're fine. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk to you.
Was he drunk? He was hella drunk, right?
Right. Make you feel mad, uncomfortable.
That's the strip.
His friend or somebody walks up with it, and I was like, you know, by then I was kind of like leaning across from whatever. Then I, you know, standing up. And you're ready to kind of, like, just move them away from the whole entire situation. Mm-hmm. His home friend, whatever, starts yelling at us. yelling at me in my face, talking about he was going to fight me and do all kinds of stuff and da-da-da-da-da. I'm in protective mode. Like, I'm in, like, this Papa Bear, like, you better move. Like, chill out.
Like, nothing should be this serious
right now. Right. And I was like, you know, so I got his face, you know, like, you need to back down, da-da-da-da, we're not about to. Here come my little 5'3 friend.
Yeah.
In the background.
Okay. You know, yelling. The Napoleon complex.
Right. I was like, but oh boy, it was like he was super big, muscular, whatever. I was like, he could probably literally crush me. Mm-hmm. I was like, and you know, we stand in there and then I just, you know, remove ourselves from the situation.
Yeah.
Like, get it out. But he was ready to like swing and fight on me and all the other stuff. So we walk out and then we see police officers. So we're like, hey, by the way, you might
want to
Right, you might want to watch.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. We tell them the story.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they, he either walked out or they went to go check to see how, you know, what was going on.
Yeah.
He decided to fight the police officers.
Perfect.
Started speaking and then got himself arrested. So it was, like, the worst experience, but it was hilarious. But it also showed, like, me, who's very, very mellow.
Yeah.
Non-aggressive. Like, I don't want to fight people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm chill.
Yeah.
Was in this mode, like,
I'm gonna have to fight you.
Right, I'm about to go gas. And it's just about to be what it is. Even if you hurt me, it's about to go down. I'm not about
to, like,
let you come over here and invade their space. And especially since they felt uncomfortable. And
for
I think
sure.
that was, for me, where they just felt like, dude, like, you don't be my daddy. Like, if you don't get away from me, why are you trying to hit on me? Like,
niggas is so gross on the strip.
Right, but how you be, like, trying to hit on them and then be like, oh, yeah, I got a daughter like your age.
Because he got caught hitting on her, that's why.
Right, but he said that to them. That's how I found it out.
Ew, R. Kelly.
I was like, you gotta go, sir. Like, y'all gotta get out of here.
My worst experience is also about gross ass niggas on the strip. I went to the strip again, another fucking Danielle story. Like, here we are, Danielle, like in the fucking spider web again. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. But, so no, we go anyway, we go down there together. We end up separating. I ain't gonna tell your business. We end up separating. And so I'm on the strip. It's fucking crowded as shit. And all I'm trying to do is get to Caesar's Palace parking lot. I feel like it. Don't quote me.
Because where were you at though?
I don't remember. if you want to get into the details, we can't get into the details. But
because you know Caesar's is like middle. So if you thinking of the strip, you think MGM
right.
Like one
okay.
End,
right. So I wasn't that far.
Okay.
That's the point. Because wherever it was so crowded, wherever I ended up finally getting a space, that's just where we hung out. So the point. Yes. Thank you for telling that. Because. Geographics, but they do help. They help tell a story. So, so it was a short distance that I was trying to get to, and it's so fucking crowded. And as I'm like walking through, you guys think this bruise that I gave myself, I don't even know how, and it didn't even hurt me. That's how I didn't know it was there. Like, you guys should have saw my arms and shit when I was just trying to get through the crowd and then inside the hotel. To get to the parking lot, to get to my car, because dudes were like grabbing on me. Like, and I wasn't like, I dress, okay? So, like, whatever. And honestly, it doesn't fucking matter, like, how I dress. Like, but, like, they were just, like, super, like, grabby. Like, when I woke up the next morning, I had a whole, like, hand, like, this. Well, the other way, because I'm not fucking a contortionist. But, like, I had a whole fucking handprint on me. I had a fucking pinch. Like, from somebody, like, trying to grab my pants, but they grabbed me. Like, I was so... My mother was concerned when I the next day. Like, when I woke up and shit. Also, it took me... My nigga, when I tell you the sun was up, when I got out of the parking lot, I wish I could remember what album I was listening to, because I was listening to that bitch, like, twice. That's how long it took me to get out of the fucking parking lot. And when I got out of the parking lot, I was like, fuck, I guess I'll get breakfast, like... That shit was crazy. But I had, like, that shit... So, from that day, I will never go to the strip again. Like, that shit was so... And I don't have the personality. So, I told y'all that story, but I didn't say that also I was elbowing niggas back. I did neglect to tell y'all that. And that's important, I guess. But not really. Because they shouldn't have been grabbing on me. No, I definitely was like, nah, like, what? Get the fuck, like, yo, like, I'm not the person, I'm not the, I don't have that personality to be like, oh, like, please, oh.
No, that's
I don't, like, bruh, like, if you want to grab, then let's do that. Like, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Again, sorry about that, because I still, so remember how, like, my text messages went off earlier, and then I had said that I forgot to turn it off. I still didn't turn it off, so I'm really sorry. Yeah. I don't know who that is. If it's my brother, he'll just, like, knock on the door. I'm like, it's fine. Anyway, so this is so much pressure, like, being, like, in front of y'all and, like, doing this. This is crazy, but it's fun. What was I going to say? Okay, so, yeah. Do you have any New Year's traditions that you do with your family?
When my mom was alive.
Yes.
Every first of the year, we would have our very first meal of the year together with me and mom and my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
So that the very first thing that we ate as a family.
What, was it always the same thing?
No, we would go to like different restaurants, like we would pick a place. So it wouldn't be always be the same thing.
That's
it's just
fun.
The very first thing that we eat would be together as a family.
Okay.
So that was kind of like the thing that we do every year. Even if I wasn't necessarily, like, there were a couple years where I wasn't in the same city that they were because they lived in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So we would plan, and then I would call and talk to them
while
we would eat our first meal of the year together. And then we would talk about things like New Year's resolutions or, like, you know, what our plans are for the year and, like, what we may have learned over the year.
Okay.
And then you just have that kind of that family bonding time that we would have. So that was kind of our thing to do every year.
That's nice. I like that. You have to do that with a group of your friends.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it. I've done it with my cousins.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, sometimes like that. My little brother doesn't participate in anything, and it's hard to get him even on the phone, so.
Okay. Little brothers, I get it.
So I'd be like, all right.
You gotta get a group, like a small, intimate group of friends and do that with. That's a really dope, I like that. That's dope. That's way better. No, I mean, like, my family, like, at midnight, we make sure that we have money in our pocket, so that we have it all throughout the year. It could be. Yes, huh?
Dopeness.
Oh, yeah. So we, like, I prefer paper cash. Debit cards and credit cards. Credit cards are not okay. Debit cards, but I prefer paper cash. That's how I like it. No, I'm just kidding. I actually hate paper cash. But anyway, in my pocket, like, so that we have it throughout the year. And then we take a teaspoon of honey. And that is for a sweet year. And then, you know, like the black eyed peas and the greens. Again, to emphasize money and that kind of stuff. So those are just the, like, little things that we do. I really like yours. But yeah, maybe you can incorporate some of my things and I can incorporate some of... Yeah.
Next year, you'll probably see us. We'll be eating, having some food somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly. But usually on New Year's Day, we have a, like, seafood thing. But my mom wasn't home. Well, my mom don't eat seafood. Why did I say that? She don't... Okay, here. Let me tell you how terrible we are to my mother. My mother is crazy allergic to shellfish.
Yeesh.
But every January 1st, her mother, her daughters, her son-in-law, her grandkids, we all eat hella seafood. Like, we make her a little pot of gumbo with, like, whack shit. Like, it's nothing in it. Like, it's just, like, chicken and, like, sauce and, like, that fucking, you know, that fucking sausage. But, like, there's nothing in it. Like, blah, 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 blah. But, like, ours be, like, super popping. Like, and she be, like, in her room. Like, her room is outside of the house. Like, guys, she doesn't live in a maid's quarter. Well, I guess that's kind of what it would be like. But it's, like, a casita. It's, like, off, like, it's inside the gate. But then she's at her own, like, she got her own room and her own, like, full bathroom and stuff like that. And then she'd have to come out and then into the door to get to the big house.
Gotcha.
But it's all right there. Like, it's not like she got to use an outhouse and then crazy like that. Like I said, I thought when I, like, said that, that's what y'all would think. But that's not what I meant. My mom, I'm sorry. Hi, Kaylee. Kaylee's been on an episode, too. You guys should listen to that one. She said she lives in the shed. No, she doesn't.
Rude.
No. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so she has to go sit in, like, be in her room all day, like we super, like, slinging fucking crabs. It's so fucking rude. It's so rude. But we do it every year. But we didn't do it this year because she wasn't here, and it seems like we should have did it because she wasn't here.
That's
damn. Slacking.
It's because y'all didn't have the opportunity to be rude.
Maybe in 2019, that's my resolution. To stop blatantly eating seafood for my mama. Maybe niggas just need to come to my house and we eat seafood over here. She can stay her ass at home. That's what I think should happen. Sorry, Crystal, I love you.
She was like, I'm still going to eat seafood. She's still going to have it.
Honestly, guys, if I could afford to only eat it and I was a fucking rich bitch, I would only eat seafood. Maybe chicken sometimes. Like, if I was a rich bitch, like...
Because, you know, seafood is expensive.
So just wait.
On the West Coast.
When I become a rich bitch, catch all my Instagram basic-ass plate pictures. To be mad halibut.
Halibut? That's what you make?
No. Halibut. I don't know. That just sounded like...
Sorry about it. She said like crawfish.
I didn't. Shrimp. See, I feel like...
She was like, halibut.
Halibut. Because I feel like that's like the cutest plated like fish I've seen like this week. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. I don't even know. Okay, anyway. All right, so I'm going to just do this so I don't have to pull over you. All right, so let's get into the fucking episode. So let's talk about the NYC power plant thing. When niggas thought that they was going to have to call the Men in Black.
Here come the Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Galaxy Defenders. That's really what it looked like, though. That bright green light.
And it was like, it was flashing like it was like sending a message to the mother, like, the mothership. Like,
I was like, all y'all just watched Bird Box, which I hadn't seen it yet at that time.
What'd you say? Oh, Bird Box.
And so they were out there. I was like, and y'all still looked out the window. And nobody covered their eyes. Ain't worried about it. Y'all was like,
Get
to the window. Let me see.
I definitely feel. I don't. See, that's crazy. Because, like, you know you shouldn't, like, look at. You know you shouldn't, like, look at, like, fucking the sun and shit. I'm just trying to, like, not have that ad play. That's all. Because ads are disrespectful as fuck. No, but, like, you know how you don't look at, like, a solar eclipse? Like, you know that because you know what the fuck it is, right?
Right.
I don't know how you don't look, is all I'm saying. I don't know how you don't look at some fucking glowing, like, who am I going to call?
Right. call somebody. 911. There's lights in the sky.
How many times have I mentioned calling Ja on this show? Like, legit, like, 3 times. That shit is embedded in my brain. Like, why did we call him when 9/11 happens? Why did Carson Daly get him on the phone for Turtle Request Live? Why did he do that? I'm like looking at you like, give me an answer.
Right. I was like, I don't know what this is. It's Carson Daly. Come on now.
I don't know, but I don't like that shit was really scary. But like it had an explosion.
Right, yeah. So the power plant exploded. There was electrical like gears or something, whatever, boxes that broke, which caused for it to explode and for the lights to go ahead and happen, like the lighting that was happening on it. So
here's my problem though, right? Is that what kind of conversation do we need to have about what the fuck we're housing around people that are alive? like there's fracking, right? Like, we know that you can't be, you. It makes it unlivable, but this is okay?
I don't even
know where to put it, but maybe we should just stop using it. My sister said, call Dr. Seuss. He's going to be like, red, blue, red light, green light.
Right.
Orange light, alien light. I don't know. Like. I would not eat it in an alien spaceship, for sure. For sure I wouldn't. But
I think it was like, but see, the problem was, is ain't nobody checking on these plants. Nobody's checking to see if they're doing the right things or having the right stuff or following proper procedures. And then stuff like this happens. And then all of a sudden we're like,
okay, pause. Is it that we don't have anybody to do it? Or niggas is like, nah, you good. You ain't got to look at this.
No, they're not doing their job. Not that we don't have somebody to do it. They're just not doing their job.
Because they don't care to do their job, or because people are hindering them from doing their job.
Probably not hindering. It's probably nothing's happened so long, so this far, so they've been good this way. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the thing that makes the world go round, mm-hmm. somebody's being paid mm-hmm. not to pay attention.
Yeah. I don't like that shit, y'all. People live around there, and you just can't be doing shit like that. So, like, get y'all shit together. Like, I can't.
Yeah, and it's full fuel and electricity. That could have been much more dangerous than what it actually was.
It could have floored, like, I'm bad with math, this amount, this much space, radiuses and shit. It could have fucked some shit up. And then, oh my God. Get it together, guys. You can't just be having shit. Shit just can't, shit cannot be in a fucking position to explode around where fucking people live, where kids are being raised. You just can't fucking do that, okay? And that's it. I don't know what the fuck to say. Like, I don't understand why I have to say these things. Why don't people just know these things? I'm sorry, I'm screaming.
Common. You should know this. Hoosah.
I'm sorry, I'm yelling.
Common sense ain't common.
Damn. We know this. God and, damn, though.
You know, people for the right amount of money will ignore things.
Okay. So speaking of aliens and shit we can't control, Bandersnatch.
It's not my favorite episode of Black Mirror.
Right. For sure.
Black Mirror is absolutely amazing. Season 3 and 4, to be precise.
What's your favorite episode? Go, go, go.
Museum.
Yes. Black Museum.
York Museum, yeah. Yes. That one. And then I love the...
Hey, with that clean-ass mirror. I told you I was going to clean it. Don't even fucking trip.
See? We got it. But I did have a lot of blast playing with Bandersnatch. I was there for like 2 hours.
It was fun.
choosing options and then redirecting because I already figured out that they wanted specific types of endings. You're going to get one or two types of endings and then you're going to get...
One or two? Generally, shit was all fucked. Like, unless I need to spend another 2 hours doing that shit.
There's only a few endings that you were able to do. And most of it, you had to fuck some shit up in the middle. Make sure that, you know, somebody dies, something got killed, somebody got chopped up. Like...
Shout out to Bailey the Great. He said Bandersnatch was a snooze fest. The concept was dope, though. Yeah, it was super dope. So, like, I would love to see how Netflix can do more with that. They have some, like, kid shows that, like, already have that, and it should already blew my mind. So, like, when Bandersnatch, like, when they were, like, fucking... For sure, I pick Frosted Flakes for their culture, too, all day. I never pick that other shit.
I think it was like Puffs or something.
I don't remember what it was.
I saw
what I recognized. What I identify with. You feel me? Like, no, but what was I gonna say? I really tried to not let him kill his dad.
I avoided that at first, and then I realized it was Black Mirror.
I did that too.
Because I was like, do we got it?
I was like, damn. And then after, because I did. I immediately was like, kill him, right? And then I saw how he killed him. I was like, whoa, this is getting out of control. Like, and then it was like, chop him up.
Right.
Or bury him. What did you do first?
I buried him.
Oh, I chopped him up first. Because I was like, terrible.
Okay, I was like, oh, I killed you. And then I buried him. And then I was like, I got to where he didn't even get to finish the game. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to choose a different option. So I went ahead and was like, oh, yeah, chop him up. And I was like, oh, no, y'all are really chopping him up.
Oh, yes, and we really watched him. Like, after I picked it, I was like, damn, bitch, like, you were so gross. Like, I don't know why I wanted to see him get chopped up. I was just like, fuck, it's Black. That's what I say, it's Black Mirror. I want to see him get chopped up. Like, right. I don't know, but I really wanted him to, like, be normal. But then I said, it's Black fucking. Did you do the fucking Netflix?
Yes, I did the Netflix.
That shit was so
I chose
funny.
The other one first because I was like, okay, I'm not going to do the Netflix one.
Let me What's see. The where... same? Was it kind of the same thing?
Like, there was a slightly little different, okay. Like, a little bit different of going with that route. But yeah. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then with the Netflix one, and I was like...
Hilarious.
I was like, oh.
I was like, are you talking to me?
Is this what we're doing?
No, okay, yeah.
I was like, now you're directly talking to me. I was just picking options for you, bro.
Exactly. Definitely not my favorite episode. Black Museum was really great, but I like Be Right Back. Or Be Right Back, See You Soon, the one where her husband dies.
And
she fucking gets that fucking sea monkey thing and puts it in the tub.
Yes.
And fucking grows him and then hates it.
Oh, yes. I actually just watched that again the other
day. I just watched it again the other day. Ah, and Black Museum. That's so funny that those are both our episodes.
I was like, I was just watching that one. And I was like, she grows. Like, she was like,
and
he's
then,
not even real.
Right. I was like, why are you taking it so far? Like,
I was like,
the moment where she was talking about when she had to add the fucking electrolytes, I was like, oh, bitch, like, this is gone.
Right. I was like, as soon as she would have dumped him in the water, I'd have been like,
the only plus side about him was that his penis got hard on commands.
Oh.
That was dope. I was like, that's useful.
Right. He was like, oh, okay.
I mean, honestly, if I went that far to, like, recreate a nigga, like, if I went to, like, fucking reanimate a nigga.
Talk about Build-A-Box.
And I could just be like, hey, what's up? And he could be like, rah. And I'd be like, nah, I'm good. He'd be like, rah. Like, what else do I need? Like, that's enough for me. Like, I don't know. Not I mean, if I went to the extent to build a nigga, I fucking put him in a tub and sprinkled electrolytes on him and closed the door and shit. I fucking sea monkeyed a nigga is what I'm trying to say. Like, if I did all that, like, I'd have to be okay with what I got. Like,
right.
Honestly, a nigga don't give me no lip. Like, I'm just kidding.
Not you can tell them what to say. They learn. They respond.
Right.
Talking about not on command. Yeah, that's not a puppy.
And like, she saw this nigga get out and he just stood outside the gate. Like, what the fuck?
He could go that
shit,
further.
That shit was weird. But again, she asked for that shit. Right. Yes, her husband was definitely shipped from Walmart, Baylor. Like, for sure, for sure. Like, he definitely had styrofoam. She had to fucking, like, fucking take them out the plastic.
Unwrap. Bubble wrap.
Like, bitch, you are doing so fucking much right now.
Right. I was like, you could just stick to texting and talking. Like, I thought the phone calls were a little much. And then she was like, nah.
They were. Honestly, the text message was too much. When she was like, hey, bitch, don't leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to watch that. I don't want to do that shit. She should have stuck to that.
Right.
I had to beat that bitch up when she signed me up.
Like, automatically.
Like, bitch, you want me to go to an insane hospital? Is that what you're saying? You want me to go to the institute? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, you telling me I'm crazy.
You telling me at his funeral, like, but bitch, he ain't got to be gone. Like, yes, he do have to be gone because he's right, like, there.
No, he's still dead.
Oh, girl. Like, oh, you went through his Facebook? Oh, okay.
And you think about that. Like, who would you do that, like, relationship-wise? She did it for, like, her husband or whatever the case may be.
Who would I do that for? Not a husband?
I mean, think about it. Like, somebody trying to bring back their grandma.
Holy cow.
Like, you know, or bring back their nanny or their mama or something. Ain't like,
I feel like if you bring grandma back, you bring her arthritis back too, and that's not fair. Like,
maybe not, you know.
Oh, maybe not. Because the electrolytes.
It's whatever you program.
Because the electrolytes.
Because, like, they fed them with pictures and memories and images and all the other stuff. So right. She ain't talking about it. Or you want to omit those.
It just went too far.
Slide that in.
Baylor said that he would have kept it at the phone conversation or emails. The emails definitely, not the phone conversations, because she was basically not living her life. Like, she just had this nigga in her ear. Like, and she was just she was going to places showing him shit. Like, get off the phone, bitch. Like,
talking about live your life. You ignored your whole sister.
she taking him sightseeing. Like, get the girl.
Talk about, he all right. Know these things.
I can't. So, Bandersnatch was cool. Not our favorite episode, clearly. Speaking of other Netflix things, Bird Box, Netflix had to get on the internet and tell you stupid ass niggas to stop.
Bird Box challenge.
Maybe not.
Wicked ass.
Maybe not go outside blindfolded, y'all. Like, I've seen people hurt their kids. Like, what is happening? Like, stop, guys. But the movie was surprisingly good. I didn't think I was gonna like it as much as I liked it.
Yeah, actually.
Also, my nigga from fucking Moonlight is so fine. And people really was like, who is he? And I was like, get your life. Get your life for not knowing.
Mr. Trevante Rose.
All the way into him, though. Like,
he was in Seven Sands. He was in Moonlight.
But, I mean, like, if you've seen nothing else. Moonlight?
Talk about the one that won the Oscar? That whole mix-up?
The finest thing I ever did see? Like, I'm just kidding.
Which also had Janelle Monáe.
Kaylee, we were talking about Black Mirror.
But I waited to see.
We did. Yes, Netflix fucking fed us this stupid shit. And it was like, are y'all really doing this stupid shit?
Yes.
But honestly, in anybody's defense, Bird Box happened, then that New York fucking power plant thing happened. Maybe niggas was just preparing. Zombie apocalypse. I feel like that's a thing. I practice on my Nerf guns all the time. Like, we just got some new ones. Did you know that Nerf guns come with, like, age limits?
No.
The Nerf guns that my 9 and my 7-year-olds got for Christmas this year say 14 and up. And when I tell you these motherfuckers hurt like paintballs... Well, ouchies!
That makes sense. I'm taking 8-year-olds.
But Sandra Bullock is definitely. I'm mad Baylor Call said she was 80, though. She's not 80.
Why she gotta be 80?
She's clearly 62. Like, don't play her. Don't play her. She's 62. But no, she's definitely fine. Those legs, though. Have you seen those legs? Like,
in the classic old white woman legs.
Old white woman legs. But they nice. They nice. They nice. Okay, so speaking of Netflix, because Netflix just keep coming and coming and coming, like Stranger Things 3.
Which I'm kind of excited.
We would be excited. I just don't know what's happening. If we knew what we were expecting.
Let's talk about that trailer is like the ultimate trailer. Like, you know how trailers usually give you like half the movie and you get all those good scenes, you know what's about to happen throughout the movie?
Right.
This is not it. You don't know what's going on.
I've watched season 1 and 2 multiple times, and I still don't know what the fuck. I literally will be going into it as a noob, I feel like. And some people said on the poster that there's, like, clues that, like, Eleven might die. And if she do die, y'all, it's just because she asking for too much money. That's it. Stranger Things 3, take my money. I know. Listen, Target got a... I think my other Stranger Things shirt is fucking dirty. That's why I ain't wear it tonight. But I'm going to get to that. Hey. But what was I going to say? Oh, I have a Stranger Things shirt from Target from last year, but they have a limited edition 4th of July Stranger Things shirt at Target that your girl is definitely going to have to... I need it. I need it in my life. So... Stranger Things 3, take your money to Target and get that shirt. So, but I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. Even though I have no
idea. I don't know. I don't know. I know.
That trailer tells you nothing.
I feel like it's going to be a lot of, like, kissing.
Because it's New Year's. That's what you get. It's a new year. That's
I mean, but remember how, like, we left it? Like, niggas was, like, booed up and shit. Like, right. I feel like it's about to be mad kissing. Like, all right, whatever. But I feel like, I don't know. I can't fucking wait. I'm excited. I don't know what I'm excited for, but I'm excited for it. So cool.
Right, because, you know, I'm going to binge watch it and then be mad that I binge watched it.
I hate that. Why do I do that?
It's a setup. Netflix sets you up.
Baylor said, have you seen What Happened to Monday? I've definitely seen What Happened to Monday.
That's my ish.
3 times. Like, that shit is amazing. And I saw it 3 times because I saw it and I was like, yo, have you seen this movie? You gotta watch this movie. Like, I'm that person. Like, when I see a movie, like, I'm on it. Like, don't ever be in a room with me and we look like we ain't got nothing to do. I'm like, oh, I got a movie for you to watch. Relax. Like, that's just the kind of person I am. So I've definitely seen that movie a bunch of times. It's super fucking bomb. I love it. It's great. I don't know who that actress is, but she's super dope.
Yeah.
She killed, like, all of those fucking personalities. Like, right. I believed it. I believed
right.
it.
Right, that they were different people.
The wigs, I believed it. I believed it. And that shit was, that shit, damn, I want to watch that now. That movie's fucking good. I'm a fucking super thirst fucking McGee for fucking Netflix originals. So I stay watching that shit. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about these niggas. Sick of these niggas. Sick of these niggas.
They're 12.
Hire some help.
They're 12.
Get rid of these niggas. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How you mad because somebody following your wife on a public social media platform?
Where you're supposed to follow people.
This, I've seen Kim's vagina. I didn't want to, but I saw it. So I guess I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is the problem.
Come on, why are you mad though?
Like, so this Kanye might as well come to my house and be like, "Stop following Kim." Like, that's how stupid that this shit is. Like, Kanye is just really grasping. And he's still on that Trump shit. Like, I really thought he wasn't going to come in to 2019 with this fuck shit. The fuck out of here. This nigga, and
yo. He said he wasn't going to talk about anything political.
Listen.
For a pause. Right. Because that's what I did. But he's like, oh, you really think he's going to? He'll be back. Watch. And boom. There he go.
And I'm sorry. I'm a Gemini, so I get to say this. But Gemini men, y'all are some of the most pettiest fucking people on that have ever walked this earth. And they, Gemini men are the reasons why Gemini women have such a bad rap. I don't care. Fight me. But he is so, like, I hate a deleted tweet ass nigga. I hate it. You said it.
Right. So trust what you say. But I can't trust nobody who, one, doesn't read.
Woo.
Two, doesn't.
Carry the backpack. And don't read. Ain't that some shit?
Right. You know, but he was a college dropout.
But he got to college, right? Like, good God. Like,
there's so many flaws in this.
But holy one, shit.
You don't read. Then you don't choose to follow up on, like, getting informed about information. And then go tell other people how they should go ahead and think because they disagree with you. I don't understand.
So, this nigga, he's mad at Drake, y'all. Because Drake is doing, like, what all of the other fucking people in America do.
Wait, and follow the Kardashians.
Follow these bitches. Just see what's going to happen. Like, honestly, that's what it is.
Right. They just want to be, you know, they're going to take a picture. There's going to be a flick. You're going to see somebody in the background.
But, I mean, like, all of these tweets, like, where he's, like, talking about, like, where he's bringing this shit up and stuff. Like, he since deleted that. And, like, that's what I don't like about him. Like, he want people to, like, respect his fucking genius and respect the things that he say and fucking, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you don't even stand behind the shit you say. Like, if that's your beef, then that's your beef and say it and leave it. Like, don't bring no stupid shit to the fucking forefront and then take it back because that was some stupid shit. That's all I'm saying. And he do that shit too often for me. Like, that nigga stay fucking retracting some shit or having to delete some shit. Like, honestly, y'all, Twitter needs to just, like, get rid of the delete the tweet and give you an edit button. So you can edit it, but you can't get rid of it after you say it. That's how I feel. Especially for these niggas. And nigga, you get a check? If you get a check, you don't get to delete your shit. Because, for real. I'm dead ass serious. If you got a fucking verified check, I don't think that you should get to delete your tweets. Be about that shit.
But technically, even if he deletes them, we still got it.
Oh, because the internets be on it.
Internets.
But I just, I don't know. I don't know. That shit is just really cowardly to me, especially over some stupid shit. Like, I just hate him so much.
He pushed the button. I don't know. I ignore Kanye.
I hate him.
He's musically talented, but him as a person
I can't even with him after 808s and Heartbreaks. I'm cool. Like, I can't. Like, I do not acknowledge new Kanye. He got me rocking. I'm so irritated. Like, I hate him so much.
I mean, I do like the beat. I'm such a fucking hell. I love it. Like,
but it's so stupid. But it's so stupid.
It's dumb.
And the second time I ever was introduced to that, it was fucking him on SNL in a fucking water. Was he a fucking a water bottle or a milk carton? I don't know what the fuck he was.
I didn't watch him on SNL because I don't actually like him that much.
No, I didn't watch him. I watched the episode and I fast forwarded it. Oh my God.
He's acting.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm like super like on you.
No, you're good. I feel like he's acting like he's, you know, younger than your kids. So I feel like they're more mature than he is in life right now. And, you know, but at least they're going to have another baby.
Is that?
Surrogate number four with the surrogate?
I understand that people don't want to, like, get rid of their frozen eggs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I get that. Like, that makes sense. Okay, I hear you. But, like, them?
They got enough money to do it.
It's not that they, I know they have the money to take my kids. Like, I'm not saying they don't. They can take me. Like,
adopt me.
And I don't even want that much. Like, I promise I don't want that much. Like, damn. But, like, I'm just tired of him. And Drake, meanwhile, super duper unbothered.
At all. He's just living his life. Hanging out with Chris Brown. Aw, breezy.
I saw that. Listen, I don't know how I feel about that. Chris Brown and his fucking 76 songs and 74 of them sound like one song. Like, I can't.
Talking about, hey, he had to do what he had to do. Talking about, he was like, here, you want all my songs label? Here you go.
I don't. If they're really trying to collab, don't give me no more than 5 songs. I literally, my heart can't take it. I'm telling you. Aubreezy, are y'all listening to me? Chris Brown and fucking Aubrey Graham, are y'all hearing me? I can't do more than 5 songs, and that's words of my mom's. Like, I can't do it. I can't. So don't do it. Don't do it. And I feel like Drake is good. He gonna give me like 22. Like, I know it, and I hate it. And Chris Brown gonna be ready to fucking sing all fucking 22 of those fucking songs. Fuck, I hate ready. Them. Fuck!
It'll be the new collabo. You know, like
what you did with Tigger. And then it'll fuck around. Okay, I'm done with them. Kanye's an idiot. Drake is unbothered. Drake don't do too many songs with Chris Brown. Believe me, this is not how you want to come into 2019. Okay, so some more shit that I didn't want. Actually, damn, do I want to? So I want to talk about Tiffany Haddish, but I feel like I want to talk about before she bombed.
Okay. Do we want to go to the Twitter or the Instagram first?
Yeah, actually, we have like 17 seconds left, so we're going to stop this, and then I'm going to just come back, okay? All right.
We'll be back. Bye.
Okay, so we're still recording.
Okay.
And guys, we just paused the live episode, and we're going to talk about Tiffany Haddish in just a second, but I'm going to pause this. So, yeah, I don't want to talk about her bombing first.
Okay.
Because I don't want it to overshadow some cool shit she did earlier. So, Tiffany, I guess, is probably going to have some issues with PETA soon, because she said that she is not going to stop wearing fur until police stop killing black people. And we all know that Tiffany Haddish will be wearing fur for the rest of her life.
Tell me, she wears, like, she did her Oscar dress everywhere. Said she was wearing it every time she wanted to. She did that. For so real. It's not an expectation of her not to kind of participate. Be like, all right, get it together, people.
I mean, I think that it's a good statement. I wonder if she's big enough to white people to care.
I mean, I think they like her too, though. Like, because
she's like kind of like the black comedy girl right now.
Yeah, like where they figured that they're
on the big screen, yeah.
That they're into her because, you know, we weren't the only ones watching Girl Strip.
Right. Girl Strip is hilarious.
Right. It couldn't have been as big of a movie as it was. It could be just with us, but we weren't the only ones watching it.
Right, exactly. So that's cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll see. Does that mean she gonna wear fur like every outfit or just like once a day? Or like, is she just not gonna throw her furs away and she'll wear them when it's a furry feeling kind of day?
We can see. I mean, she was rocking that little like vest fur sweater thing, whatever, in the video when she was doing it, so.
Yeah, that's true. So, oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, did it? Oh, somebody, gave it to her. Oh, this ties in perfectly.
At her look show. Look at that.
Okay, so, if you guys didn't know, this happened after the bombing.
No, this might have been a previous show, because when she got the fur, I think that was either the same day as New Year's Eve, or she was performing New Year's Eve night.
Okay.
And I think it was, she was performing New Year's Eve night, so the previous show.
Oh, okay.
She was out in the audience to grab whatever and said that, okay, you know, at the meet and greet, you know, I like your whatever, give it to me. And an audience member gave her fur.
Her fur, yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to wear this. And then that's how that and penis that's how came the,
cool. Okay.
came out. And then I think what happened is she had a New Year's Eve show that night. But, you know, Tiffany been partying up hard.
We were talking about our worst New Year's Eve experiences.
Imagine being on stage and getting booed, hated, and walked out on.
That's fucking crazy. I don't know who that is, but I'm sorry. I literally don't know who that is.
You're right.
Like, I really looked at the number like, I don't know you. Anyway, so yeah, so then, okay, so she bombed real bad. Can I say something? I was listening to my brother's Views from the Seven earlier, and they were saying that they didn't really like her as a stand-up comedian, and I totally agree with that. I've seen a Tiffany Haddish fucking stand-up, and I don't care for her like that. I think that she's really funny, like, on scripts. And, like, where she's, like, reading something that maybe, like, somebody else wrote. Did I say that?
I mean, everybody's got their taste. And that's the thing in comedy. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of comics that people don't like. Like, the people dislike, say, Kevin Hart. It's another one of those where people have their hates and dislikes about them. If we're talking, like, you know, classic art, Steve Harvey, or we're talking
Cedric the Entertainer. Or, I don't like Steve Harvey because he's a coon.
But granted, people have their reasons of the styles of comedy that they like. Yeah. Because it's subjective.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people not might like her, you know, just like, it's like comparing, you know, her to, like, any other type of comic, like Wanda Sykes or somebody. Like,
right.
It's subjective of what you feel about them. Yeah. Or like true. A Monique, you know, person that's who true. Likes a Monique might not necessarily ooh. Like Tiffany Haddish or right. Wanda Sykes or you right. know, whoever else that we have that's on, or like a Chris Rock. Like, right. a lot of people dislike Chris Rock.
It's his fingers. He does, like, this with
but I mean,
fingers.
His audience or his target a lot of times aren't necessarily us. His biggest audience white. are white people. You know,
Adam Sandler's friends
or D.L. Hughley. Black people love him mm-hmm. a lot of times. White people don't feel really kind of a little abrasive towards it, intimidated by his style or his thing. So I think comedy's subjective. So I get it. Some people might not like her brand of comedy.
Right. You know. My only takeaway from this situation with Tiffany bombing is y'all are hard as fuck on women. Because other people have bombed.
It's bound to happen.
It's gonna happen.
Like, I mean, and other comics have said it, like, I've bombed a few times or, like, on different stages or different shows. I think the only difference with now is because we have cameras to put in everybody's face.
Right.
So all of their stuff gets compounded and exploded. And right. then there's this thing that, you know, a lot of people are much harder on black women in general for child. Everything in life. That it's
bitches can't ever make a mistake.
Like, breathe and expect it to kind of be like, all right, you know, it's cool. We'll give you the credit, or then, you know, just give you a grace period, or right. like let that slide on the fly. It's almost like y'all are meant to expect it to go ahead and be perfect. Go ahead and handle that. Also, go ahead and be our backbone, or go ahead and, you know, stand behind us and do all the other stuff.
Give it to me.
But, you know, we'll ignore you and not pull you out of a McDonald's fight. You know, like. I'm just saying.
I was going to get there, but honestly, let's talk about it. Yo, earlier I was saying, I don't know if you were here yet, but I was talking about how fucking, hold on, pause. Before we talk about the McDonald's thing, Kaylee just said Amy Schumer is still a thing. Bitch, if she is not. And right. for what?
People love
so
her.
So if Amy, but if, but.
People love her.
Moral of the black ass story is, if people can still like Amy Schumer, y'all need to chill the fuck out on Tiffany Haddish. People have fucking bad days. Some of the funniest people are the most saddest and have the most shit going on. Not saying that that's her situation, but the point is, like, other shit be happening, y'all. And they're not here to fucking constantly fucking make you fucking giggle and chuckle. And yes, I understand that y'all paid for that. And y'all should probably get y'all money back. But the point I'm trying to make is, people mess up, people have bad days, maybe not on your dime, but they do, and people are too hard on black women. And again, we got to segue back into some shit I was gonna talk about later, but fuck it, let's talk about it now. Florida man strikes again.
Florida. I don't know what's going on down there. I don't know what y'all doing, but that video is the epitome of white privilege in action. Over, like, so, what the story was, if you guys haven't heard,
I'm so glad that she took the fucking reins, because I really, really fucking can't, my nigga. So,
in the county that they're in, the straws have to be behind the way. Like, they have to give people out individuals for a straw.
I feel like I need to walk away and let you just tell the story, because I can't.
Oh, boy. Goes up to the counter. You can tell he's drunk, because mad, high, whatever. And he's getting mad about the fact that he didn't get a straw. And so he's yelling and talking to her. I'm just da-da-da-da-da. He reaches over the counter prior to eating his food and grabs this woman who's probably looks like she's all of like 5'3", 5'4", I don't know.
Right.
But reaches over to grab her. And then, of course, you grab someone, they have the right to respond. She then begins mollywopping him.
Yo. When I tell you all of her black woman strength came out, all of her black, because I will be good and goddamn. My nigga, it's not that serious.
A straw?
And now you about to get your ass whoops over a
straw?
Okay. If that's the fucking Friday you wanna have, my nigga, or whatever day. Whatever was that? The fucking Tuesday?
Right.
Nigga, Tuesday.
Straw.
Huh.
And so, but the part of the video that, you know, makes, like, upset is that nobody else interacted. There's
nobody.
There's heck
from the time that he fucking lunged at her.
Prior to it, like the
argument. While he was arguing at her, with her.
There's a manager. No,
nobody came in and stepped in between and be like, bruh, here's your fucking straw. Back the fuck up. They fucking sat and watched that. And that's that fucking world star hip hop fucking culture that y'all motherfuckers is living in, where y'all will fucking rather watch us have to fucking fend for ourselves than y'all fucking stepping in. Cause y'all just want to watch some shit. That's fucked the fuck up. And if she don't, yo, I honestly, whenever she cool the fuck down and her fucking knuckles fucking heal up, I hope she come in. I hope she fucking whoop they asses too on some real shit. Like, I was I was more disturbed at the fact that they were there and weren't doing anything than the fact that that man did that. And that's insane. Like, and what he did was insane.
Right. Like,
there was no, yo.
Right, to put your hands on.
This is why I can't
anyone.
Work in customer service on the outside. I can work in the back, not in the back. I can't even work in the back. I'm talking about, like, behind the scenes in the back. Like, not even in that building.
Right.
Because I can't. Because, yo. Because
nobody did anything. Like, there was a manager there. That's your job. You see somebody yelling at your employees. I would have
stuffed straws into his fucking throat is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, that's why I work at home and I'm a fucking data analyst. Because I can't with you niggas. And I'm not. Like, yo, I'm... Honestly,
but she handled hers. She didn't need nobody.
That's what I was just about to say. But honestly,
she didn't need nobody.
Fuck these niggas. Like, she definitely didn't need anybody. Held her fucking own, and then she still get this nigga strong.
No, I mean, no. He tried to go ahead and yell and tell her that she should be fired.
Oh, and she was like, oh, I should be fired because I had to whoop your ass.
Right, because you grabbed me. Like, that's like somebody coming up to you randomly on the street and like, don't touch me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Like,
oh my god! Like, yo, people just be trying to do their jobs, and it's not that serious. And she still did her job,
right? I mean, she was doing everything she was supposed to. But I was like, it was just weird that nobody stepped in a business assessment to aid in her assistance.
That's bullshit. That's real bullshit. And McDonald's needs their ass beat. Everybody,
That's TV.
Honestly, if I was upper management, I would honestly swear to God, if I was upper management, those niggas would have to get fired. Not her, but them niggas. Like, what kind of fucking men are you? Like, I understand. Like, listen, if I worked at upper management and I saw the situation play out, how could I be mad at you for helping her? How could you have been penalized for helping her?
Right, whether you...
I don't give a fuck what the fucking police come in and say. I don't give a fuck.
Right, because nobody could...
Come back on Monday. Right. Like...
Because the only people who called the police should have been McDonald's once they saw whatever. But that wouldn't happen because all y'all were standing there. So...
Watching.
There shouldn't have been a fear, at least at that moment, of, you know, the cops coming in or running in and shooting one of us again. But in that instance, that could have been de-escalated. I'm saying, there's the nigga with the tie. He was the supervisor in charge. Where were you?
I hate you niggas. I hate you niggas.
In the tie. That gave you your title, your job, little yeah. thing. You said supervisor. That was your interaction. Like, you hear somebody
You were supposed to supervise that ass is what you were supposed to do.
To de-escalate the situation and call it a day.
You were supposed to supervise his ass. That's your McDonald's, my nigga.
Because I don't even let nobody yell
at you employee.
The phone. you ain't gonna yell at
me. You can't holler at me and I'm at my house.
Right. So you ain't gonna do it in my face. Calm down. And go somewhere.
And this face is why I can't work in fast food or anything in the public because the moment somebody, and you know who I'm talking about, the moment one of them comes to me incorrectly and tries to fucking play me, that's it. And I ain't got no job, and my hands hurt, and my nails broke. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. Right. That's but crazy.
No, I'll just say, really, like, if you see something, do something, stop being bystander.
A nigga could have said something. A nigga could have called the fucking police.
Say something. Like, somebody else saying something to say, hey, sir, come something. Y'all stood there. Be better. Just, let's be better people. It's 2019. Like, be involved, be engaged. We're all people. Step in. It's all right. Like, you don't have to do, like, the most. Nobody told you to grab him, punch him, fight him. You could at least been there to be a voice of reason.
Nigga, no. You should have you should have put him to fucking sleep. You should have put him in a fucking headlock.
I mean, after the grab, for sure. All bets are off. Oh,
essentially, yes. You should have definitely been like, my nigga, here's a straw. I apologize.
Right. Like, you could go.
Don't trip. It's not that serious. Right. You definitely had the opportunity to do that. You didn't. Fuck you. I'm telling you, if I was they boss, like, them niggas would not have a job no more. Them niggas would have to try to hit up Burger King. They would have to go to Burger King. They have to go to Burger King. Yeah, you pulled the wrong motherfucker off. Go get him. He's a man. Come on, y'all. We got
to be better. Do better. 2019.
Please. Fuck. All right, my niggas. Like, honestly, I don't even want to talk about this fucking... I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about Bone Thugs and Migos. I don't want to talk about that shit. That shit is mad stupid. Fucking... That fucking track was super lame. We know he got skills. It was the beat. You know, I'm a beat person. Yeah. And that beat was so trash.
I was like, I don't know what this is.
I don't even know why. Like, just
I think you were trying to tell us you could rap over any beat. It's true.
We know, but I hate this beat.
Right. I was like, but I don't know what this is.
I just don't.
It sounded like it belonged in, like, Mario Kart. Like, I
don't. It sounded like a song from, like, Madden.
It's about when you sit here like playing Tetris.
Like fucking Madden 98. Like, that's what it sounded like. Like a fucking NBA Live, like, 01. Like, that's what it sounded like. I hated Crash Bandicoot. I'm sorry. I hated it. It's Crash Bandicoot. Ooga booga. Okay. So, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Fuck it. So, are you going to the B2K tour? What's happening? You know they're not coming here.
Yeah, Vegas is not on the map. Like, that's crazy. I swear we don't exist for concerts, but
They need to kiss my ass.
Because, like, we got the whole T-Mobile stadium.
We got so many fucking places for people to fucking play. And, like,
we're getting a freaking football stadium.
Places to play. I don't understand people keep playing us. Do you know I saw Dave Chappelle and Destiny's Child when they had their Destiny Fulfilled tour in Reno? How much sense do that make and B2K can't come to Vegas? That's all I'm saying. I literally saw both of before Dave Chappelle disappeared.
Right. Right.
And after Destiny's Child before they dispersed.
Yeah.
I saw them in the biggest little city.
Reno.
How is that possible? And B2K can't come to Vegas. They
y'all stupid. Like, y'all don't live in LA.
Okay. So, what you gonna do?
I like the other people that are on it besides B2K.
Okay.
I'm not saying, like,
are
I'm
you
not
younger? Were you, like, B5?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we're the same.
Okay. Yeah, we're the same. Okay.
I just wasn't, like, my cousin was the biggest B2K fan. She was younger than me. So, for, like, sure. That was her thing. So, she had all the B2K, like, everything. I listened to it,
yeah.
But I wasn't trying to run out and go to no concerts. Like,
Yeah. I wasn't about to do all that. Was I listening to it? Sure. And, you know, I feel weird, like, of how they're putting this together. And, like, how is it going to turn out? And the amount of, like, artists that they have on there and the amount of stage time that they're getting. Like, how long is this concert?
Okay, honestly, my nigga, if I'm there until the next night, I'm okay with that, to be honest. Right,
but what if they give you 2 hours?
Of what?
See? That's what I'm saying.
Like, nigga, wait a second.
B2K has a catalog by itself.
They have 2 hours. They have 2 albums.
Right. Of where they can give you a concert by themselves.
Okay, so we can skip the Christmas album. So y'all got 2 albums. We don't need the Christmas album. You guys think from Santa Hook Me Up. But okay, they definitely... Yo, don't play me like that. I was listening to some of their shit, like, just because, like, you know, because I was excited. So I was, like, I was listening to it. And there are some songs, like, from the first album of the week that could probably skip. So, like, they could probably give us a solid hour and a half, but I definitely need that hour and a half.
Of B2K.
Absolutely. But
there's 5 other people in there.
Well, honestly, how many songs... Hold on. How many songs... Nigga, how many songs you want fucking Pretty Ricky to sing? Like,
I mean, people love Pretty Ricky. And they got whole 2 hours of stuff.
They also have fucking the original and...
That's what I'm saying.
Damn. This needs to be like Coachella. Like, but
it's supposed to be like the old type, like when it was an actual tour, Bobby V,
honestly, we can stick to the first album on him. And honestly, you can sing Butterfly Tattoo on Your Navel. What's that song called? Slow Down. You can sing Slow Down. And then you can sing... Is that it?
I mean, the songs that I'm remembering right now... Cause
I didn't
go back through the catalog.
I can't think of anything else right now.
And then you got Ying Yang Twins.
I mean, honestly, I just want to say, ski, ski, ski.
Right, but you ain't got the whisper.
Hey, little mama, whisper.
I like being there. Like, they have a pretty decent catalog too, Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, and then Chingy, I really only know what's like the way you do it right there.
Right.
He probably has some other stuff. But that's what I'm saying. Like, how long
he better not come out with no new fucking ass song. I don't know. Like, he better fucking.
Too much stick to what we know.
Sing right there and get the fuck off. Chingy, don't. Oh, he can sing One Call Away.
Oh
wait, is that what it's called?
One Call Away. Yeah, that's the one with Jason Weaver. Yeah.
Yes, he can sing that one. But then really, like, he can sing Holiday Inn. He got 3 songs. You can pick 3 songs you want to sing. You can do this again. You can do this again now. You can be like, hey.
And then you got Mario.
Okay. damn. Okay. Yeah, we got to talk about this. Honestly, let me see. Okay.
And you got Lloyd.
So, okay, pause. Yes. And I love Street Love. Like, I know, nigga.
That's
my favorite album. Lloyd album.
That's my album.
I know people like Southside, but nah, like...
I know all the words. Ad-libs, all that.
Like, hey, Hazel. I like you. Okay. No. Okay, so wait, damn. Okay, so wait. So let's say they can squeeze all of this shit in, and we are satisfied with the amount of time that we have. Are you gonna go?
I'd be down to go if I do it.
Are you going to go to one of the Cali dates?
I don't know.
Right.
Like, that's the other problem. Like, is this where they're actually at and places that, like, fit my bank account where I know people.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe you'll go to that one. I'm thinking I'm going to Georgia on the 5th.
I could possibly do Georgia. I can do possibly could do Charlotte.
Sweet.
Because my aunt lives there.
Sweet.
Stay at her house.
Sweet.
I can...
The pre-sale is after the day we get fucking... is the day we get fucking paid.
Right, there we go. I was like, I can do the Houston one. My friend lives in Houston.
Sweet.
My friend
lives in Dallas. So you got... Okay, I need you to make a decision, though, because I need you to be there.
Right, so...
So, okay, but really what I need to do is I need to find somebody who lives in Pittsburgh who is going to go. And I need y'all to tell me immediately... How many How much fucking time?
Right, this concert is.
Because if it doesn't fit my knee, I'm going to sell my ticket.
It's got to be worth
it. Nah, I'm going.
She's still going to go.
I'm going.
I was just asking. Like, that's where I'm brain went. Like, how long is this concert?
No, you're right. I didn't even think of that. Like, nigga, is this Coachella? Like,
right.
But maybe... I don't know.
Because, I mean, this is already
They get a whole hours. Week off, though. Like, they not really hitting shit. Like, they got whole weeks off. And it's only 2 months. So maybe it's about to be like a fucking extravaganza. Maybe you need to fucking...
We'll see.
Pack some fucking...
Like, I'm gonna need a snack. Some food.
Some nuts. Like, you need some fucking nuts and berries, like, because you're gonna be there for a long time. Talk about
this 4-hour concert.
Like, if it's
3 or 4 hours, I feel like that's decent.
Because you can give what? You could give Chingy 20 minutes. 25 minutes. Half hour.
I mean, if so, yeah.
If you give everybody a half hour and B2K an hour and a half, that's 4 hours.
Yeah. Like, you give me 3 hours.
I'm okay with that.
You give me.
I'm not. I wasn't planning on wearing heels, so.
You give me, like, 3 hours. I feel like that's decent with the amount of people on the roster.
I was just going to wear some Chucks.
And at least even to hit all of the main hits.
I agree. I was just going to wear some Chucks.
Because I went to her, like, when she was out here.
Oh, dang. How was it? Did you love it?
I had so much fun. She is amazing live.
Dang.
She's ridiculous.
I should have gone. I imagine, though. She's really good. Yeah, not like SZA.
So she was ridiculous, and like she did all the songs, did the stuff on the mix, that, like, she sang, top, did all of that stuff. So, like, I enjoyed myself. I forgot, because I hadn't been to a concert in a minute. So, House of Blues, and they said.
Right.
And everybody in there packed in like sardines. But I was like, oh, I should have just got some seats and sat down.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I was like, but I was standing, but I had fun. Got to listen to music, you know, and talk to people and, you know, like, chill out. But it was fun. She had good opening acts. She had a rapper, and then she had a singer. Tone Stith was the singer, and he's... Uh-huh.
I'm writing that down.
Vocally.
Tone Stith?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, vocally, he's ridiculous.
What, did you not like his song choices?
No, his song choices were great.
Oh, like, okay.
Because he also did, because him and her have a song together.
Okay.
So, like, they did that song and other stuff, and then some of his other stuff. But, I mean, vocally.
Okay.
He hit some notes, he'd be like, all right, sir.
Okay, I hear you.
I see you.
I hear you. For sure. You.
And it was nice to see, like, a female rapper, like, that you don't know of.
Yeah.
Kind of hitting it and doing it. And
killing it. Well, who was it?
Bree Stevens.
Oh, I think I've heard her.
Yeah.
I think I've seen or heard her on Twitter, I think.
So, but she's pretty dope, though. That's cool. That was kind of fun. So, and her concert was, like, an hour and a half itself by herself, like, an hour and something. Mm-hmm. So, like...
Do you feel like she sung everything?
She did. She sung, like, all of it. Well,
that's because her song's only 2 minutes long.
Well, no, she has some longer song stuff, but she did, you know, some of the stuff she did with Bryson Tiller.
Her features and shit.
And then,
shit.
Like, all that stuff, and then, like, her mixtape stuff, and then the stuff that she has out now.
Yeah.
So, with that collective catalog.
Okay, you're right. That's
an
hour
and a half. It was still a good, like, hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, so. B2K, I'm gonna need an hour and a half.
So, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have all these people on here.
I've seen them before, though. Have you seen B2K before? Or any of these people before?
Not.
No.
Live.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
Actually, not live.
Yeah. I've definitely seen B2K live. And I had a spray painted shirt or airbrush shirt, and I'm going to have one again.
I'm sure you did because my. I had all of that. She had the spray paint, the CDs, the tapes, the video things, the posters.
Yeah.
Her room looked like.
Oh, yeah.
She knew J Book.
Oh, yeah. That's my boo for life. That's my boo for life. No, but
and all types of stuff.
Yeah, no, I definitely. I'm glad nobody's in here right now. That's okay because they're gonna see it anyway. But yeah. Sorry, let me just do this over here.
So as long as the concert's a good amount of time, then I'm sure it'll be fun. Because I mean, BTK has hella hits.
Yeah, they do.
But it'll be interesting if they do any of the ones that they have, like, features on, like, with other people.
What do you mean?
Like, you know.
Like who? Who specifically? Are you talking about, like, if Omarion does, like, the songs that he did with
Bow Wow?
Bow Wow.
I was like, Bow Wow's probably not coming, but.
Here's the problem. Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, it's not coming.
Don't
set yourself up.
Is Omarion going to get to sing any of his songs?
Well, suppose. Is he? Maybe. I don't know. Is it just B2K? Because I made it seem like it was like B2K and then Omarion was going to do something separate.
Oh.
That's what it made me feel like, but I don't know.
Do you just like that because he's already doing something separate?
Well, because he's the only one who's had a actual successful solo career.
Yeah. Well, but J Boog's in like producing movies and shit.
Well, as far as music, just music wise. Like,
and
not that they haven't been doing
it. Lil Fizz couldn't sing, so he just
raps. Right. Kinda. And the only thing you've ever heard from him, which maybe wasn't...
Is some shit off of Love & Hip Hop. What does that mean?
Absolutely nothing if you're not like, you know, K. Michelle. Or,
and
you
honestly,
know, Keisha Cole.
And Keisha Cole had to have music first.
You know, the ones who she was like, no, this is all about my album. This is what we're doing.
This is why I'm here.
You know, pay me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but some of them... Now, at least the LA cast, they put out actual music.
Yeah.
So, like, that I can kind of get with, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Brooke Valentine, you know, Bridget Kelly, they actually put out stuff. So, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Y'all at least putting out music. Because in the beginning, it was all hip-hop, no music, and fighting, and no love.
No love. There was never any love. Holy shit, you're right. So, speaking of, this is kind of gonna, I'm gonna, like, go like this, and, like, we're gonna talk about two things that kind of intertwine with the Millennium Tour. So, first off, Bow Wow's mad.
Is he mad?
Because
he made it seem like he didn't want to do no past stuff, no way, that he was moving on to the brand new day.
Oh, because we, because he don't want to be like, little Bow Wow, you just don't know the way you move so fast across the floor. I mean, it runs through my mind like all the time to the point where I just want to take you home. That's what it is. So that's what the fuck, that's what he don't want to do. But also, I don't want to hear no new shit about Bow Wow. So maybe Bow Wow not invited because we don't want him there. Think about that. Maybe we also don't want his big ass doing fucking the Harlem Shake and all of that shit. Maybe we don't want him doing that, so don't.
I mean, if we trying to be real.
Are we? Go ahead, be real
with
it.
He should technically be included, because he was part of that whole...
He didn't make timeless music. He could only go on there to do the Omarion album, and now you gotta give Omarion and Bow Wow hour. Actually, don't, because the album was not that hot. I'm sorry. And I was a B2K fan. You hear me? A fan. So, All right.
But you know who was mad? B5 was mad.
They were kind of mad. And honestly, like...
I remember one song. Sorry.
Is it All I Do Is Think of You? Oh, they have a new song, though. I should have sent you that link.
I watched.
They look crazy because they look like the same little kids, but just like 6 feet tall now.
Right. So it wasn't that great.
It didn't.
Okay. It didn't give me like, oh, okay, you.
You should have been on like the
tour. You got staying power. It looked like, hey, y'all still working at it?
Mm.
Are y'all new? That's a new group. Okay.
Oh, no, they still B5. It still say B5.
Right. So they ain't new. It looks like they took a break though.
A long ass puberty break. Okay, so Bow Wow not mad. He don't want to go. B5 mad. Why did fucking Erica, Mena, and Safari get married? Or they getting married? How did that happen?
When they were on that show, that ghost, whatever reality show that they were, all the celebrities were on, that's how they met.
Stab me with that. Just stab me.
That's when they...
Are you kidding me? I didn't even see that shit.
I didn't watch it either, but I knew both of them were on it.
Are you kidding me? Is this a joke? Is Ashton Kutcher here? Why do people still say is Ashton Kutcher here? Like,
he still does that.
Like,
he's still doing punk.
Like,
you've been.
He hasn't done punk in like 30 years. People still be like, is Ashton out here? Like, he's like, take me seriously.
I'm a serious actor. I'm a dad now.
I'm a fucking man. Holy shit.
But, yeah, no, that's how they met. on there. So technically, that's they've so probably been dating a whole lot longer than we know about. We just know about, you know, the last month-ish.
That's crazy.
Ish. You know, or, you know, having, hanging out, having holiday times. Plus, everybody thinks she's pregnant, so...
Ooh.
I mean, granted.
Who said, Erica? He better fucking marry you. You too fucking old for this shit.
But she already got a kid.
I know. That's what they saying. You too old for this shit just to be getting pregnant all over the fucking place like this. You better fucking marry this nigga.
I mean, ooh, she tried to marry the last one.
That she lot. Always tried to marry them. She tries to marry all the last one, and they just don't work.
Well, this one may, because, you know, Safari want to be married and all that jazz.
Right. But he just said that, like, 2 episodes ago. Like, now he married. Like, I know this isn't real time. I'm just kidding. I know the episodes are, like, 6 months ago. Like, or whatever.
But, you know, that's what it seemed like.
It do seem like just 2 episodes ago, he said he wanted to get married, and now he's about to get married.
But, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. Nothing. You know, it's about to be reality mess.
Oh, my God. Somebody said it's a fucking match made in Fashion Nova.
So I'm on my Fashion Nova fit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're going to have Fashion Nova onesies and shit. Watch. Why didn't they do that for Cardi?
I don't know.
Fashion
Nova baby. Right. Because she wasn't trying to show her kids. She only did it to, you know.
Oh, they going to be wanting to show their kids.
They want to be showing everything. We're about to see the rest of their engagement, their marriage, their honeymoon.
We are. We're about to see all that
shit. We're going to get a Mona Scott special of Safari and Erica Mena.
And then next year, we're going to get the special of their divorce. I'm just kidding. I hope that they do good. Cool. Great. Okay. So that's pretty much it. Ooh. Sorry. I gotta flash you guys my fake boobs. My shirt boobs. All right. So it's the end of the episode. Oh, guys, you can finally see my little mushroom that I press every episode. I love him. I don't know if he has batteries. I just hope he never goes out. I love him. So anyway, it's time for the one up for the week. And my one up for the week is kind of like a reflection question. So just a question to take into the next week. And that is, while every time like the new year starts, like we're always talking about things that we want to change, things that we want to do, things that we want to do differently. I just want you to reflect and ask yourself who you're changing for. I think that that's important to make sure that all of the choices that you make in this new year, whatever they may be, in whatever area of your life that they may be, that they are your choices and not for anyone else. And that's it.
So mine kind of ties in, you know, it's be the you on your vision board. So like while you are making all of these New Year's resolutions and plans and things like that of this person that you're creating, if that's who you actually want to be and that's what you actually want to go ahead and do, be that person instead of complaining or saying like why you can't. I mean, this will push you to make realistic things.
For sure.
Goals of things that you can actually do and not these ideals that are sometimes not efficient or something that you aren't incapable of actually making a go around with.
For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. All right, well, thank you so much.
I had a blast. This was fun.
Aww.
As nervous as I was, this was fun.
No, you did so good. I'm so proud of you. Thank you. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. All right, my first live. It was long as fuck. I had to, like, hit it fucking twice. But I'm going to get this shit together. But I think it did good. I don't know how the episode is going to come out, but... We'll at see. Least there's this. Maybe episode 20 will just be a fucking visual. Maybe I'm Beyonce in 2019. And maybe my albums are visual albums now.
Just dropping podcasts.
What? Maybe episode 20 is about to be a visual gem for that ass. So, I don't know.
Fucking 2019.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you all. I love you, love you, love you. And I will see you guys later. All right. Bye.